Good morning, everybody. This is Bill Quigley.
And this is Art Blanchett.
We're your home financing specialists, and we'd like you to welcome you to this week's edition of Your Home, Your Money Mortgage Talk. We're here every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. here in Madison 1670 The Pulse to help you with your home financing needs.
All right. We are live in the studio this beautiful morning. It's a nice late spring day. And if you want to join in our conversation or give us a call at 321-1670, off the air, 831-4663. That's 831-HOME. And our website, yourhome-yourmoney.com. We've got fresh blogs on there, so you just hit /blog at the end of that. And go ahead. And don't forget to enter that contest and win $1,000. We're giving away every month.
Every month, somebody's giving away $1,000.
It's not us, but it is somebody we are associated with.
Now, also, there's some great up-to-date news on from Inman News on what's going on in the real estate market right now nationwide, but there's also some local information, too, as well. So keep up to date with that as well through the website at yourhome-yourmoney.com. Now, this week, Art, we're going to talk about an email that we received this week from a listener.
Okay.
Who is in pursuit of the homeownership dream. And
In pursuit of happiness.
He had some great questions on, he's relocating out of the area, and he's dealing with a bank in that area. And he had some great questions on, what do I do to make sure that I'm getting the right deal on my mortgage? And what do I do to make sure that I'm getting the right mortgage for what I want?
That's right. So we entitled this episode here, How to Shop Lenders Without Getting Burned. All right. So we're going to read you his email because that's going to tell it all as soon as I find my glasses.
Well, here, I'll get it started for you.
Oh, thank you, Bill.
He addressed it and said, you guys have a lot of past episodes on how to purchase a home. And I've been reviewing them, but I'm a little bit lazy, and I just want to get in the home buying mode right away and find out what I need to do to get the right mortgage really fast. My bank has already run numbers, and I'm pre-qualified, and I have it ready to rock and roll. However, I don't think I'm getting the best deal I can, and wanted to know if you have any specific information that I could listen to or go through your website for to get information before I go elsewhere to start dealing with somebody else about getting a mortgage and have more hits to my credit report.
Yeah, you know, and the funny thing is, Bill, we've done shows on this, but when he asked this question, I couldn't point him to any specific show that would answer the after you've already gotten some kind of approval question,
right,
you know, to shop.
We've got a couple of different shows, but we'll kind of condense it today into one program
right.
to help answer these questions for this gentleman, which we've already answered, but also for other listeners.
Right,
we did for a mortgage.
I counted, we had 19 emails back and forth with this guy.
Yeah, it's a good conversation.
It was, all right. What are we going to call him? His real name?
Sure.
Okay.
Just his first name only.
Aloysius.
Aloysius.
We'll call him Al.
Now, why don't you go ahead with your first response? He had been looking for a mortgage. What did he find from his bank? He got a certain amount of information.
Right.
Certain closing costs.
I told him what he had to share with me. I said, you know, there's some things that we need from you, of course, in order to do this. We weren't going to evaluate this from a viewpoint that we're going to do the loan. We wanted to evaluate it from a viewpoint of, this will protect you. This will give you the greatest clout in dealing with a lender without getting burned on your credit score or any other way where they're getting your information. It's put it together first and then do it, rather than what they like to do is get all your information and they put it together for you. So you are saying you're in the catbird seat. You are in control. And that's what I wanted to have. I want them to have control over this. So I responded. I said, you know, congratulations. You know, this is pretty subjective. I said, it depends upon your situation. I said, it's a good idea. Oh, I hate to say this. It's a good idea to be suspicious. I said, and then I mentioned something that's going on with some local banks.
He's moving out of the area. He doesn't know these people, and he wants to make sure that he's getting the right deal. And you just have to be cautious. It's your home. It's your money.
Yep.
It's a big investment. Make sure you're getting the right deal, no matter where you are.
That's right. That's right. So we said we're going to put together a crash course for him, like Bill said, and we're going to be happy to consult. And I said, no charge. And advise him to pay attention to what we have here, because we're going to focus on this. So first thing we came up with, we came up with a list, an 11-point list or 12-point list. This is what you need to do in order to shop your mortgage safely. And like he said, he already had a pre-approval.
Pre-qualification.
Oh, did he say
wasn't
that?
Even a
he said he was ready to rock and roll.
Well,
so
the bank told him he was ready to rock and roll, but he had a pre-qualification.
Oh, that's so, it is pre-qualified.
Wasn't even underwritten yet, so it really didn't mean a lot to be pre-qualified, which we've talked about before.
Yeah.
The pre-qualification is...
There's a good solid 30 seconds.
Yeah, you call your lender, they ask you a couple questions. Oh, great, you're pre-qualified. Pre-approval is when you're dealing with us, we're not only going to ask you the questions, we're going to back it up with your income in verification, asset verification, actually underwrite it to give you a pre-approval.
That's right. You're listening to Art and Bill here on Your Home, Your Money, Madison 1670, The Pulse. And we can be joined 321-1670.
Or at the office, 831-4663.
All right. So we're talking about Al here, Aloysius. And he wants to shop his loan. That's what he wants to do here. He said, all right, I want to shop with lenders. But he doesn't want to get the hits. Now, Bill, you and I talked about this before the show, about there are claims. People say that if you have all inquiries in a two-week period when you're looking for a house, don't count against your score.
Yeah, what we've been told, and a lot of people broadcast this, is that if you're shopping for a mortgage within a two-week period, if you have let other people pull your credit report, it doesn't matter how many times it is pulled by a mortgage lender, it's not going to affect your credit report.
Be clear, this is what they say. It's not what we say.
Yeah, I don't agree with that.
No, our experience has shown that to be completely false.
Exactly.
And tell me what about the underwriter.
Well, exactly. We have a file that we put together for a client. We have their credit profile. Their credit score is 680. It goes to our underwriter, and based on underwriting and banking regulations, they pull their credit report to verify his information as well. Now, his credit score had dropped 10 points. Why? Yeah, it was in a one-week period, and no one else had done an inquiry on his credit profile but us.
Yeah.
So if people tell you that, hey, it's not going to affect your credit report if I pull your credit score, even if somebody else is looking for it, don't go along with it because don't take the chance on your credit score.
Well, you're also to get burned later because when you're the next time you go for credit and they show all these inquiries, it counts against you. They
got
X number, either 6 months or 12 months worth of inquiries, and they ding you.
Now, you're listening to Bill and Art. We're the mortgage experts on Your Home, Your Money Mortgage Radio. If you have any questions on your home financing,
we're experts this week. That's sweet.
Well, we're the home specialists. We're the experts, whatever you wish. You can catch us at our office, 831-4663. That's 831-HOME with any of your home financing questions.
All right. We promise you we get to this, and we will now. This is what I said. Here's what you need to do to save time and credit hits, and you can call your local credit unions and brokers to do this. Number one. Tell them just your name. I told them just say your first name. I didn't say tell your last name. Say you don't want to waste their time, so you're going to be brief and direct. Bill, we can alternate on this. That'd be fun.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. Now, also you tell them you have an excellent credit, if you do, and tell them your job history, if you have a job, and you should have if you're buying a home.
If you have a job,
And that you want their best package for a home purchase based on your profile.
That's right.
So if you know your credit profile, if you know what one of your scores is, you're in great shape. You can say, I make X amount of dollars. I have this much in assets. I want to put this much down. I'm buying a home in this range. What do you got?
Yep, right.
And they should be able to, with that information, if they say, well, I can't give you that without getting your full name, your birth date, your Social Security number, so I can access your credit profile. It's very easy if we have that information for us to give you, based on the information that you provide for us, you can have this rate. Here's your closing cost scenario. Here's a good faith estimate. Here's a truth in lending form based on the information that you've provided.
Right.
Not on what we verified.
Right.
And that's acceptable. So that people are not you don't have five other lenders pulling your credit.
Right. What a lot of lenders do is they put this together in reverse.
Yeah.
Essentially, they find out everything they can about you, and then they try and find a home for you. Bill, you're excellent at finding if the package is going to work first, and then you go about getting what you need from the borrower.
Well, there's a lot of different home mortgage loans depending upon your profile. What are your goals and needs? What do you need? We can find the right mortgage for the person based on their needs, but also based on their credit profile. What is their job history? How much do they want to put down, if anything? And sometimes if you go with a certain bank or certain lenders, they might have a couple of products that they sell, and they'll try to squeeze you into that product.
Right.
But it may not be the best product for you.
Okay.
So that's why it may be beneficial to look around at a couple of different things.
All right. So we're talking about how to shop lenders without getting burned. We're dealing with Aloysius here. He had some questions for us, and we're saying, all right, this is what you need to do. Okay, number three is we told him to do this. You tell them, meaning the credit union or the broker or whoever you're dealing with, you tell them the price of the home you're going to get, your down payment amount, they need to know this, what cash reserves, approximately what you have. And you don't give them the address of the property because then they could search that backwards, see who the agent is, blah, blah, blah. And then they work and then they backdoor you on that. So be careful. And tell them your close date because they need to know if they got 1 week, 5 weeks, whatever they have to work with.
And that is hinges upon your rate lock. And if it's 1 week or 5 weeks, there can be a little bit of a difference in your interest rate or interest that you need to prepay. Now, we're going to continue on with this. This is Bill and Art, Your Home, Your Money Mortgage Radio. Going to take a quick break. We'll be right back and talk about Aloysius and his home purchase goals.
Okay.
Welcome back to Your Home, Your Money Mortgage Radio. Bill Quigley here, along with Art Blanchett. We're talking about helping a gentleman who's moving out of the area work with lenders in that area to get the right mortgage for his home purchase. He wanted to make sure he was getting the right deal. Now, we're calling him it's not his real name, but Aloysius is our client that sent us some emails this week. And Art had about 15 emails going back with him to make sure that he's on the right track to getting the right mortgage for the home that he's purchasing.
Right. You don't have to be relocating, all right? This applies to everybody.
Sure.
This is how you shop your lenders without getting burned, like losing any points on your credit score, without giving them information you don't want them to have and they don't need. So you can make your decision based purely on the numbers they give you.
And that's one of the things that we always warn against is working with somebody that's an online lender or calling someone at a toll-free number where you don't know where they are, you don't know where your information is going, you don't know how many times your credit report's going to be pulled, and it can be a nightmare. And I'll reference one of my neighbors who looked online for a mortgage a couple years ago, was going to get the four banks competing against each other.
Yep.
They're still competing against each other. His credit score is in the tank, and he's having a lot of problems getting those people to stop inquiring his credit report. He basically has to go put a
He should have done a loan with every one of them, and that would have stopped it.
So, but just a quick summary. What happened is Aloysius, Art had an email conversation with him. If you're talking to a new lender, tell him your first name. You don't need to tell him, you don't need to waste a lot of time, but you have all of your information. Give him your first name. Tell him your credit score if you have it or what your credit profile is, and be honest with him. If you got a couple lates in something, let him know. That's going to help them quote an exact rate for you. Let them know your job history, what your assets are, what your home purchase price is, if you're going to put anything down or if you're going to go with a zero down mortgage, and what cash reserve you have approximately. And then tell them what the closing date is. Now, with that information, we can move on to the next step.
That's right. You have any questions, join us 321-1670 off the air. Call Bill or Art at 831-4663. That's 831-HOME. Okay, now number four. Tell them they cannot pull credit. Okay.
By that time, they should not have enough information to pull credit anyway.
So that means you don't give them your last name. You don't give them your address. You don't give them your social security number. They're going to ask you for these things. Don't even give them the property address. If you want, you give them your email and or your phone number. You know, you do have to communicate with them in some way. All right. And if you're even afraid of that and you're afraid of getting spammed to death, get a Yahoo email account. You can get it in about 30 seconds and have an anonymous account that you just use specifically for this purpose.
We have done that for...
Yes.
Reasons of just that, so that our work mailboxes are not flooded with junk every day. And when you ask somebody for information on something, you tend to get a lot of stuff. And so the Yahoo account is a great way to go as far as getting information if you really don't want to waste a lot of time with a lot of different people who are wasting your time.
All right, Bill, what's number five?
Number five is you want to know what they can do for you. Tell them that you're looking at three lenders and don't want to drop names. So tell them exactly what you're doing. Let them know. I'm looking around for a few things. Here's my information. What can you do?
Yeah, because and I notice if anybody does that with me and they drop names, then I'm worried about this lender and my mind gets shifted, gets focused on, oh, this lender. Oh, I know this guy works for that company. Oh boy, this guy's in trouble. But you can't tell him that.
No, you can't.
So I'd rather not know. Really, rather not know.
Just ask them for their best shot and. Let them offer it to you.
Now, here's another one. They're going to ask for money maybe for an appraisal ahead of time. So give them no money for anything. You say, I'm not going to give you anything right now. All right? No credit card numbers, no checks, no cash. All you want is information. That's what you tell them. I know you want to do this loan. Great. All I want is information.
Let me take that to the next step, too. Now, we had a client that contacted us who had a second mortgage with a certain lender. And the people who were servicing that mortgage contacted them and said, hey, let's refinance. Rates are low. You're a little high in your interest rate. Let's refinance. And let's get your update your information.
Yeah.
And it was legitimate. It was the company that was servicing their mortgage.
I know who it is, yes.
And she said, okay, well, go ahead, pull my credit and see what you can do. And then they wanted to get a credit card number to do an appraisal. And she had called me the day after she spoke to these people. And I said, don't let them pull credit. You know, let them make sure that they can do the mortgage first. And by the way, did you tell them about your property? They had a unique property.
Yeah, did you tell me you had 43 acres?
Yeah. Did you tell them what's going on with the property? Did you tell them this? Well, yeah, they said they could do it. Well, they pulled credit, they got some money, and they found out, oh, I'm sorry, we can't do that.
Yep.
And she was frustrated. Why can't you? I told you about it. You said you could. Well, we found out we can't. And they came up with some lame excuse as to why they couldn't.
But all right. So don't give them any money, Bill says.
Don't give anybody any money.
Bill's
not
cheap, too. So
yes,
that works.
Watch out for your money as well.
That's right. So number seven, tell them this. Tell them you want their best combination of rate and closing costs, and you want a 30-year fixed payment. That's a level payment, no adjustment, no balloon, no prepayment penalty. I'm going to tell you why you want to do this. First of all, you don't want to just shop rate, because there you're going to get false information, because mm-hmm. anybody can name a rate, and it's all going to depend on what you want to spend to get it.
You can have any rate you want.
That's right. Anything.
It's just a matter of how much do you want to pay
for
it.
That's right. Now, the reason you go for the 30-year fix is you want to be able to compare apples to apples. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, don't get sucked into an exotic program that you can't compare it. If everybody's giving you a different program, you can't compare them.
Right.
So, you know, even though maybe your situation is unusual, you can look at the exotic loans later. Just go with the basic stuff first. Then you'll get a feel for who you're dealing with and how you're dealing with them.
And there's a good reason that you want the rate and closing costs, because there's a lot of advertisements there for the no closing cost mortgage.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as a no closing cost mortgage. Every mortgage
Not unless
has,
your uncle is paying the closing costs.
If your uncle's giving you the money.
Right.
Then there might not be any closing costs. But every mortgage comes with a lot of work in the background that you might not see. You have to have an appraisal. You have to have a credit report. There's title work. There's a closing fee by an independent third party that's closing your mortgage. These people have bills to pay. They have kids. They have mortgages themselves. It's not free. Somehow that is being paid for. So if somebody's offering you a no closing cost mortgage, ask them, where's the money coming from?
Well, there's a big lender right now. Top five lender is advertising no closing costs, so you get the most money out of your loan. Yeah, but your rate is going to be a half a point higher or more. So, yeah, you'll get more cash right now, and if that's what you want to do, that's mm-hmm. fine.
Sure.
But go in with your eyes open.
And be careful, as Art mentioned, make sure that it has no adjustments, that it has no prepayment penalty, and that there are no negative amortizing type of riders that go along with that.
That's right. This is Bill and Art on Your Home, Your Money. You're listening to us talking about how to shop lenders, and we're one, see, so we're open, without getting burned. And this is if you want to go and get yourself a good mortgage and say, all right, I'll see if I can get a better one.
Yeah. Now, the next step is simply ask them for a good faith estimate and a truth in lending disclosure based on the information they have.
Right. You'll see these abbreviated as GFE and TIL, respectively.
Yes. Now, the good faith estimate is going to show you what are the costs associated with that mortgage, whether it's a cost or a no-cost loan. But they have to break down what it is, what you're being charged, who's doing the appraisal, what it costs, what's the credit report, what's the title.
There is a plethora, or maybe there's two plethoras, I don't know. But there's a whole bunch of information in these two documents.
Yes.
We need these documents.
The truth in lending you need to look at, because the truth in lending form is going to show you that it is, in fact, a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage, that there are no adjustments, and that there are no prepayment penalties that could possibly ride along with this mortgage, and that it's not negative amortizing. So a couple forms that they can easily, with the information that you have, and if they say, well, we can't because we haven't pulled our credit, we haven't underwritten it, you can disclose that, well, this is an estimate based on the information that you, the consumer, has provided.
Yep. We're going to go into these a little bit more detail, the GFE and the TIL, because these are the critical documents. No matter what they say on the phone, this is where the truth usually lies. I can't say that because you got bait and switch going on. All right. Now, here's what I'm saying. They're going to ask you questions. This is number nine. You can answer the minor questions, but do not identify yourself or your property. Again, you're not being mysterious. This isn't 24 or something like that. It's not an episode, but it's what it is it's protecting yourself and your identity. So you're not giving them anything but a task to perform. You say, look, simple task. That's all I ask you to do. Either you can do it or you cannot. There's a whole section in the yellow pages on lenders, and we can find somebody who will do this.
Sure. And this is for you to gather information to make sure that you're getting the right type of mortgage for your goals and for your needs, and that there are no surprises after you get into your home. Now, we're going to take a quick break and continue on with this. This is Bill and Art. You're listening to Your Home, Your Money Mortgage Radio. We're going to be right back. Hi, welcome back to Your Home, Your Money. Bill Quigley here, along with Art Blanchett. We're here every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock to help you with your home financing needs. This week, we're talking about how to look for a mortgage properly without getting burned. And this is based on some emails that we exchanged with a client this week that had some great questions, and we had a great dialogue going to help direct him in his home purchase, which is out of the area, out of state. But I think he came up with a lot of good solutions after this discussion that we had with him.
All right, and we were very before. Tell them nothing. All right, that's pretty much what we're saying. Give them basic information here. Don't even tell them your name. Just say, look,
this is Bob.
I need some answers. I'm shopping. This is my situation. Be honest. Be open in regard to the situation, meaning how much money you're looking for, when you assume to close, your credit rating, what kind of assets you might be dealing with, your job history. But don't tell them your name, your Social Security number, your address. Don't offer them any money. Don't give them any credit card information. Say, I need two things from you. I need a good faith estimate, and I need a truth in lending statement on a 30-year fixed rate mortgage without any prepayment penalties, without any adjustments. So it is a true 30-year, not just a 30-year amortization. And you want it by, and I told them, tell them you want it by 4 p.m.
Sure.
today.
And if somebody can't provide this basic information for you, just move on. If they don't want to help you out with that little bit of information, it only really takes a few minutes. Move on to another lender.
Right. And that was number 10. When I told them, I said, tell them you want the answer by 4 p.m. today. So, you know, kindly call them in the morning and say you're going to make a decision midweek. All right. So they know what your timetable is.
You know, it's kind of funny when people call us for this information and we go down the list of items that are entailed with home financing, whether it's a purchase or refinance, and we itemize everything because many times people advertise, we have a no-cost mortgage. We have, or my fee is only $300. We let people know everything that is involved in a transaction.
Yeah, sometimes they don't like hearing it either.
Yeah, whether it's a lender fee or there's a title fee or an appraisal fee, there are county fees. The county charges you money when you're getting a mortgage for recording and other activities. We want you to know of everything that is going on with your mortgage, for whether it's a purchase or refinance. And if people are saying, oh, I got this great deal. It's only $250 this week, and we're going to give you a free appraisal, and that's it. You're going to be surprised when you get to the closing table. So be careful. Get this stuff in writing and compare it.
That's right. So number 11, Bill.
Number 11. Thank them for their time because they are spending their time. They got to make a living. Tell them you hope that you can work with them.
We all fall for that too. Hope for gain. It's such a basic sales technique, and we all fall for it anyway.
But, you know, thank them for their time because, you know, they're working on making a living. They're trying to provide a service. One of them you'll probably work with, but you disclose with them up front what you're looking for. It's going to be a quick conversation. They should be able to provide the information to you within a couple minutes. And if they're giving you the right information, if they're being honest with you and giving you a fair deal, you'll call them back.
Well, that's a good point.
If they're not giving you the honest information or a fair deal, they don't deserve to be
called
back.
Well, you know, the saying in sales is what? All things being equal, people will deal with people or buy from people, they say, that they like.
Yeah.
And all things not being equal, they'll still buy from people they like. And if they feel that you're treating them well, you can still access, you know, I'm looking from the lender's perspective.
Yeah.
You can still get the deal sometimes if you've been resourceful, helpful,
and trustworthy.
Yeah, if you've been respectful of what their needs are. So just because you don't have the lowest rates doesn't mean you're out of it if you're a lender. So
well, just because you have the lowest rate that you quote doesn't mean you're going to get the transaction
right.
either. Because
right. Well, what I'm saying is, yeah, you're right. I got all tied up here.
Well, there are people.
My,
there are people that
jump.
That call me and say, well, "Gosh, this guy down the street has a rate like this, and you're quoting me another rate." And we just say, look at the good faith estimate. Are they disclosing?
Look at the truth in lending.
Are they looking?
Yeah.
Did they give you the truth? Or are you going to have a surprise at the closing table?
Right.
It's a matter of who do you trust working with.
And this is number 12. And I like this was my favorite one. Said, you've done all this. You've asked them all these questions. You've set the table. You've put them to task. You've thanked them. Gratitude is very, very important. And then go do something else and let them do the work. Don't even fret about it. Wait till the paper starts coming in. They can fax it. They can email it.
Get back to your family.
Yeah.
Get back to your job.
Yeah, get focused on the stuff that's more fun. This is a job, and this is something that leave it to the professional
right.
to do. And they're either going to have something you like at the end or not.
Well, it's like you said, Art. Give them a timetable. Say, I need this by 4 o'clock today. Send it to my email address because it's very simple to do that way. And I'll call you back if I have an interest or if I have more questions. You set the timetable so that you can get on with your life. It's very easy for the lender to accommodate you in that sense.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody, it'll work out.
So what happened with Aloysius here is he we emailed back and forth, and he kept on getting the good faith estimate, but he wasn't getting the truth in lending form. And I said, you know, Al, I said, you have to get the truth in lending form, because that tells you if you're getting a, having a prepayment penalty. That tells you the approximate APR, which is going to tell you approximate closing costs, or if your rate is adjusting, or, and then you'll also see a breakdown of the rate. If it says 1 to 12 months and then 12 to 24 months, you're not getting a problem. Yeah, it's not a 30-year fixed. But if you see 1 to 360 or 359 months and then the last one's a few dollars difference,
yeah,
you're okay. And it's important to get both those documents to protect yourself and protect your family, but also you're protecting your credit. You're getting all this information based on a scenario that you have painted and they have to work with.
You know, but it was also good for Aloysius in the sense that he thought that he was getting quotes on a mortgage with a 10% down payment.
Yeah.
And after we reviewed some of his documents, it's like, this is not 10% down.
Well, you know
down.
What it was with his prepays and his closing costs? He was putting about 10% down. So he thinks he's putting 10% down.
Yeah.
And that's very important. He did not know it was a 5% down program.
Right. The rest of it was incorporated into closing costs and fees and.
Yep. Yep. So he thinks he owns another 5% of his house. He was going to be seriously surprised.
Yeah. So it gave him some enlightenment and helped him get refocused on what and what he needs to look at. And one option we opened up for him is you simply look. He was looking at, oh, I should do a piggyback then, or I should do a first and second. And we opened up the option of, you know, you're a great candidate for an FHA mortgage.
Yep.
Get one mortgage with very low PMI, which this year is tax deductible,
mm-hmm.
and make it easy on yourself and get a better rate.
We probably in the course of our emails, he got a crash course in how to protect himself and how to shop for a loan and. He got an education, too, which was great. And
yeah.
He was very, very appreciative.
Now, just to summarize, if you're going to want to look for a mortgage, pick five names and five phone numbers of people or get some references from your friends to call. Give us a call. We're happy to provide this information as well. But give somebody your first name. Tell them that you're looking for a home mortgage, whether it's a purchase or refinance. Let them know how much you want to put down, what you're looking for, what your credit profile is, and ask them for a good faith estimate and a truth in lending to be emailed to you by the end of the day. And just keep looking around, find the best deal for you. Give us a call if you have any questions. We'll be at 831-4663. That's 831-HOME. And as always, we'll be back next Saturday at 9 o'clock for Your Home, Your Money.
All right, this is Art Blanchett.
This is Bill Quigley.
We'll see you next week.
Have a great weekend.